Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut. I'm with ID Dudes, and in this show we're going to discuss deploying a DNS server. I've been in the industry for over 20 years and have done consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the comment box below. Let's get started. So deploying a DNS server on a domain controller, this is really what we're going to do, because what we want to do is we want to provide a multi-master type of environment. So we're integrating DNS with Active Directory to deploy on a domain controller. The benefits is that you have multi-master replication. And when we're talking about multi-master replication, what this indicates is that it's going to provide us that if one of the DNS servers is not available, the other one's going to take action or take its place. So when we make changes on one DNS, it's going to replicate to the other DNS. Secure updates, making sure that we don't have any poison records. Poison records are records that are misconfigured, do not correspond to the actual zones, and so forth. So the DNS on a member server, you use the add and roles wizard on a Windows Server 2008 box. And then the main task is to create the forward lookup zones. And the forward lookup zones, this is where we're going to actually look up the DNS records. So we'll have our host records, A records or quad A's, depending if we're on IP version 4 or IP version 6. It's stored as a text file. So what does this mean? We're going to have to manually update these records on each of the different DNS servers. So we don't have the ability of failing over to another DNS server. It's not multi-master. DNS on a server core is integrated. You do dc promo slash unattend and then the unattended file, which all that's going to have is all the information, so you don't have to sit there in front of the DNS server. You can do it automatically. Start w slash woc setup DNS server core role. You can also do it that way. Now dc promo, what this is doing is this is making this a domain controller, so it's going to be integrated. And then this is really what we're doing is starting up the add rules wizard on a DNS core server. But the core server, remember, is all text-based, so there's no GUI. Start with DNS or OC setup, DNS server core, role uninstall, and what that'll do is take it out. So configuring a cache-only DNS server. Now, cache-only DNS server, all it does is it's going to provide answers based on the answers that are already been cached on the server. It's created over time, and it's based on the time to live. So we're making sure that those records are not stale, because we don't want false positives or false information coming from the DNS server. It does not host any zones, and they're not authoritative. Because what they're doing is they're getting information from other DNS servers and caching it. So the cache-only DNS server implementation steps, it goes through install the DNS server role. We're not going to create any zones, and we're going to verify the root hints are configured and update correctly. So remember the root hints, what they're going to do is they're going to identify the other DNS servers that we have within the internet. So configuring the DNS server properties, what we do is we right-click the DNS server. And what this is going to do is bring up the properties tab that we can go through. And then we just select the properties that we want to modify. So that one of the tabs that we're going to have is the interface. Now, if we had multiple interfaces on this DNS server, then we can select which is going to be the interface that's going to reply to the queries. Configure to listen to one or more NICs. If you have multi-home means that we have multiple NIC cards within our server. Root hints is a copy of the cache.dns file. It's located under system root, system 32, and DNS. And remember, what it does is it points to the actual DNS servers that are on the internet. Internet resolution, this does not need to be changed. Private network cache.dns file should be deleted. And so what we're talking about in a private network, We don't want people to be able to get to the root servers that are out there in the internet. All we want is for the queries to be resolved based on our cache, so we'll take out the cache.dns. Latest version of the cache, you can go to ftprs.internet/domain/named.cache, and this is where you can get the latest version of the root hints, making sure that you have all of the locations for the DNS servers on the internet. Now, DNS forwarders, when we configure this, what we're doing here is we're saying, okay, I don't have the authoritative answer. We know there's a DNS server that's out there, so we're going to forward the information to that DNS. So the servers that answer queries that cannot be done locally, also known as upstream servers, and these servers are used when local DNS server cannot answer the query authoritatively. If you cannot answer the query authoritatively, then what we need to do is we need to forward it to another DNS server and see if they can make the answer. If they can't, they're going to forward it to another server and so on. So when do we want to use forwarders? Well, optimize resolution performance. Clients and DNS server do not have to query to multiple name servers. Allow DNS clients and servers inside a firewall to resolve externally named names securely. And within Active Directory Forest hierarchy, child domains can resolve the parent location. So what we'll do is the DNS servers that we have in the child domains will forward to the parent. That way we can get the answer authoritatively that way. Now with the forwarders also, what we do is, for example, if we have two forests and we're trying to do a forest trust, we'll forward that DNS to the other DNS and so forth. That way we can resolute. When to use conditional forwarding. Now, conditional forwarding, what this does is it says, okay, say I want to get to newvisions.com domain from Final Vision. Well, what I do is I put in, this is the domain I'm trying to get to, and we'll put in the actual DNS server name within it. There's two separate networks merge. Additional forwarding is used to resolve queries in the opposite network, and queries resolve names in the opposite domain will be forwarded to the DNS server in that domain. Now, the advantages of this is it minimizes zone transfer traffic. And so what we're saying here is that when I make changes to a DNS server, what will happen is it will send the information that has been changed over to the other DNS that requests it, which we call, we notify those DNS servers. Now you have Exfer, which is going to just send only the changes that have been made. And then you have a full dump, which that requires more traffic. So what this does is it minimizes it because we don't have to do that transfer traffic from the other DNS servers. Provides zone data that's always up to date, so we don't have any stale records out there. It allows for simple configuration and maintenance because now we don't have to worry about our other DNS servers that are going to be doing zone transfers. Conditional forwarding configuration, all we do is put in the DNS name, and then it's going to look up the actual IP address. And then what you can do is you can store this in Active Directory. What this does is allows to be able to provide a multi-master type of environment, so that when we're looking for that certain domain, trying to get to it through conditional, it's going to be out there in the Active Directory. It's going to be replicated to all the DNS servers within our Active Directory. Right-click the conditional forwarder, click New, conditional forwarder to bring up this dialog box. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search for GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It has been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.